So woo, everybody. So woo. Welcome to the Uptown ENT podcast. Here as always with my name Lo. Here as always with my favorite Big Crip.
Cuz never knew that I was crippin'. He was a fool for that shit.
Hey man, I did not know that was serious. I thought it was like a fan made thing. But I'm like, nah, this dude actually made a video.
He said, I'm right. I'm like, you know, some of the Crips was like, man, does he represent us? Not all of us. I was reading it. I'm like, here y'all go.
I heard Alicia Keys was mad. Alicia Cole. Sorry.
Yeah. Man, people be out here faking, man. Cause look, she did a video. She was like, you know, that's my song. That's my least favorite song that I ever recorded. She said, if you like it, just do you. And then it came about that she didn't like it.
I heard that wasn't even her song. That was like a remake. I heard that Michael Jackson actually did that song first, which I can't recall that song from his repertoire, but that's what they did there. So
the fuck? The internet, man. Internet getting on my nerves, especially with this Eminem and Nick Cannon beef. Like, why is it every time this cat M getting a beef with somebody, they want to discredit everything he did? He not a lyricist. He not this. He not that. He don't be saying that when he rhyming. I'm just sitting here like,
I think it's just those hotel dudes who've been just trying to get Eminem out of hip hop since forever.
Like, he rapping. Why do you think people was coming after him? Because he the top lyricist. Otherwise, what's the point of beefing? You know nobody beef with Nick Cannon. Unless you had to do it. I mean, he would have never said nothing about Nick Cannon if it wasn't for Mariah. She put that cat on the map with that.
I do have one thing to say about this or whatever, which I ain't really even taking sides. I'm actually kind of annoyed by all of it. As you saw in the group chat we had, I was like, man, I don't even want to even listen to this mess, man. Like, why are they doing this? I lost my train of thought right quick. Here we go. Has Eminem ever really ended anybody's career? Has anybody's career ever really been ended in a rap beef for real? Like, they just never came back.
He hasn't, because most of his shit was just all jokes. It was all hee hee ha ha. Because when they all saw each other on stage, it was dapping it up like nothing happened. That's when you knew he was he was like a comedian making rap songs.
I think that the only person in the history of rap, or I guess group, I should say, that has been ended has been, I guess, NWA. But NWA was already on their last leg when Ice Cube made No Vaseline.
Yeah, that was serious.
And that was kind of like they just disbanded after that. But it's just like, okay, Hit 'Em Up didn't end Biggie's career.
Biggie didn't respond, which he needed to.
Yeah, Biggie didn't respond at all. Which, I mean, in one way, you know, that's cool taking the high road. But in the other way, it's just like, dude, this is rap. Somebody called you to the square. And I think that's what a lot of people's issue was, like with Drake, when him and Pusha was beefing. It's just like, dude, what the hell? You had all these bars and all these tracks for Meek when Meek wasn't even saying nothing no more after he released that damn, what was that, that response where he did the Undertaker beat?
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, you were still going at Meek or whatever, but, you know, now you like, I'm too grown for this. I ain't got no time to be rap beefing with dudes. And it's kind of like, hip-hop has always kind of like branded, like, dude, if somebody call you out, you got to say something. But, excuse me, I guess in some of those ways where it does become tiring, just keeping on responding. Because even when, I guess, the general public agrees that, like, okay, so-and-so ended them with that track, and they came out with another track after that. And it's just like, come on, man, at this point, you picking on them. Like, I felt Remy Ma has been picking on Nicki Minaj for years because she been killed her.
Right, you still. And,
but at the same time, it seemed like, but at the same time, you know, Nicki's kind of from that Jay-Z, you know, Drake-y kind of school or whatever, where she still will sneak in a couple bars jabbing at people after the shit's supposedly over with. So it's just kind of like, I understand, but then I don't. But
I feel like Remy retired Nicki. Nobody want to admit it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Cardi may have something to do with that.
Yeah, she made her go home and be a family woman.
Hey, because Cardi coming out, like, everybody liking her songs, and Nicki still doing that weird-ass freestyle. Like, stop. It's kind of like with Eminem. He was doing the same, that damn freestyle, and nobody was feeling that shit no more. They actually wanted him to rap, because now once you hear that rap song from M, it's like, we want more of that shit.
I feel like, especially like as M has gotten older, because M almost 50 years old, I didn't realize that, but as M has gotten older, he kind of need that battery in his back, though, because I feel like M, I ain't gonna say he lost a step. I feel like he's lost his love for rap, though. And you see, like, he got to be called out, you know, every few years to go ahead and come back with some hard hitting shit. That's just like when he did that, that one album back in like the early 2000s, Relapse.
Oh, God.
And everybody was saying, like, dude, what the fuck is this? Like, I think that was M's first bad album. And everybody was like, dude, what the fuck is this shit? Like, dude, this nigga that lost it, he done. And then it took people saying all that, and this was like at the beginning of social media, it took people saying all that for M to come back with that Rehab CD, which was, to me, Rehab is still the best CD that M has ever made, to me.
Yeah.
Because it's so introspective and stuff like that. And I love when people, you know what I'm saying, getting that introspective bag and be like, yeah, I had all these problems, X, Y, Z. And you even saw it like a few years ago when Joe called him out for, I forget what album it was, and then M had to respond with like Kamikaze.
So, man, M just a weird dude. I think he had issues with him winning all these awards when like people he put on probably should have won them awards, and he just didn't want to do it no more. Like, I don't know if he was trying to prove that point, but it seemed like he could put out a whack CD and still win an award for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know he said in the interview he just didn't want to do it no more. Like, yeah, he didn't want that. He was like, now he a white dude in this world, and they just give him all the awards. He caught on to that and stopped. I mean, y'all can hate on him all he want. At least he had morals somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that shit. And speaking of Nick, man, y'all need to start getting emotional with Nick Cannon, man. I don't even know where these Nick Cannon fans came from all of a sudden. The rap Nick Cannon.
I don't even think it's Nick Cannon fans, though, dog. I honestly think it's just Eminem haters.
Like, y'all want him to like find the lyricist. I mean, MGK was almost close. Some of them want to say he won the battle. I don't believe that shit.
I think MGK got as close as anybody has ever gotten. Really, because if you really think about like in a lexicon of people that Eminem is beef with, like, I can't really think of anybody that Eminem like was, you know, that like it was strictly M and that person beefing other than like Benzino. Because even if you want to go like with, oh, the people say, oh, Eminem beef with Ja Rule. No, that was 50 Cent beefing with Ja Rule. And Ja made the mistake of mentioning M's daughter in the song. And that's when M jumped in.
And nobody want to say that they saying M just came after Ja. I'm like, nah, brother.
Nah, because M was staying out of that. M stayed out of that. Like I said, the only person who I can think of before MGK that it was just strictly Eminem and that person beefing is Benzino. And I mean, this don't take nothing away from Eminem, but you don't score no points for beating Benzino in a battle because Benzino trash.
Right, that Nail in the Coffin was an overkill. Like, that was the hardest song in the world. I'm like, but for the wrong person.
Right, he should have stayed there for a more at formidable foe.
And they just, everybody just murdered Jai, go to sleep, Hail Mary. I'm like, damn, this right. Dude, like, getting killed.
I didn't even know that many people didn't like Jai in the industry until that happened. And you had Busta coming out, and I'm like, dude, what the hell did he do to you? And it was just like everybody just like turned against Ja, but I think that was more so Irv Gotti, because most people will go back and say now, like, and Irv even said himself that, like, yeah, I was a dick back then when we was like running the record industry, when, you know, Murder Inc. was like the top label and we was just releasing number one hits. I was a dick to everybody. So he was like, yeah, so it made sense to where, you know, when 50 came out and he started garnering like a little steam or whatever, everybody was like, oh, so these niggas can be touched. And everybody jumped on 50 side. So this is weird, man. Rap man.
I just need people to stop going on Facebook spewing out their feelings and this shit. Like, just let it go. Like, well, people can like Eminem, and to me, I don't care if you like Nick Cannon raps. I'd be like, I just thought it was trash. If you like it, okay, cool. I ain't finna make a whole status about you being on Nick Cannon's nuts. I like, we gotta make a statement on that shit. Like, okay, so now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna find something that you a fan of and say you a dick rider.
Well, and we gonna talk about this with like the emails that we got, and we talked about this before, but it's just like, dude, just because I don't like what you like, it don't mean either one of us are wrong. It just means that we people with different views or whatever. The only time I like to go hard on people who like a certain thing is because they take so much time and it seems like pleasure trying to shit on what I like.
Right.
And it's just like, damn, dog, I can't like something.
Right.
I can't not like what you like.
Like the Xbox. They announced a new Xbox, next gen Xbox. It looked like a PC tower, and like the internet just know how to ruin some shit. Like, damn, man, y'all like oversaturated the internet with all this bullshit. I don't want to see this no more. It's not funny now.
They've been dragging that damn thing, and I'm like, y'all same dudes. Y'all telling me y'all not gonna go buy it? Which they probably won't, cause apparently PlayStation fanboys is a real thing. Which
I don't toxic.
Dude, I don't understand. Ain't nobody paying y'all. It's different if you just say, hey, I like PS4. Yeah, you ain't got to give me no reason. You can just say, hey, I like PlayStation over Xbox. Okay, that's cool with me. You ain't got to say the graphics are better. You ain't got to give me no reason.
Look, they talk about, they were like, man, the box ain't pretty enough. I'm like, man, look at the history of consoles. All the motherfucking consoles is ugly. Nintendo was ugly. Motherfucking Atari was ugly. Look into all this shit. I was like, what name of, look at the PlayStation 3. That shit was hella ugly. I'm like, why we, like, but y'all still, everybody still bought all them consoles and played.
That ain't like, pretty and, enough.
Right. And I'm sitting here like, y'all want a pretty ass guy. What did you want it to do? I just wanted to play the game and function. I don't give a fuck what it looked like.
That's all. Like, I mean, I don't have a PlayStation. I got an Xbox, but I ain't about to run down PlayStation. I just got the Xbox because the Xbox happened to be at a lower price than the PlayStation was. And I was like, hey, it's more games on Xbox that I like that are Xbox exclusives. But I ain't about to shit on PlayStation because, dog, I don't really care.
I didn't either, but I just be rearing these cars. I'm like, y'all toxic as fuck. Like, it made me not like PlayStation as much as I used to. I used to like it. But like, y'all overhyping this stuff, and I just don't like it.
Yep.
As much anymore. I'm like, damn, they making fun of the name, saying, oh man, Xbox don't know how to count. I'm like, obviously it says Xbox Series X, so that means it's gonna be multiple things in that series. That's like the best thing you could probably do, instead of, why does every system have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 after?
Right. This whole antiquated notion that everything gotta be the same because what you like, do it.
Right, common sense would tell you that it's a next gen console because that's what they sold it as, dummy. Like, get out of my face. Oh, they didn't. How come it's not the Xbox 3? I'm like, don't need to be. Damn, let PlayStation be the count, because you need to know it's been 5 PlayStations out.
Right.
Nintendo, I mean, Nintendo says Nintendo don't have a number behind it.
Mm-mm.
They just rename it.
Yeah, man. Shit just crazy. I appreciate that, man. You know, I like when you start those shows with them rants, dog. Get you fired up.
Hey.
We got a couple emails. Well, we got a few emails. So, first email. If you want to email the show, my fault. You can email us, uptownentboys@gmail.com. That is uptownentboys@gmail.com. First email comes from Aaron. I guess we can say Aaron now is a friend of the show. He an honorary Uptown ENT boy. this email is titled Old School Tunes. Aaron goes on to say, I ain't got no trolling today. Instead, I want to talk about 90s cartoons. Like y'all, I have been in the archives on Disney Plus hard, and I gotta say, that shit was heavy-handed with the racial overtones. X-Men and Gargoyle specifically. It was feast or famine during those times, with either getting some over the top goofy shit or some super serious shows about how life can be when you're different as an adult. Also, I'm gonna say it, the OG X-Men doesn't hold up to me, and tell everybody to skip the last season of Gargoyles. And that's what Aaron had to say. So B, you want to start with unpacking that? Or?
Dang, man, that's crazy, because we was just talking about that over Skype at work. Mm-hmm. Like the exact same words. Like, I was like, X-Men too. I'll hold up.
Dog, that, man, because I think I'll talk. Yeah, we talked about that because I was saying how much X-Men, I didn't realize there was so much overacting on X-Men, like the voices and stuff. And they made kind of like everybody seem weak. Like Storm was always, all of a sudden, Storm was always getting trapped into some rubble or something like that, or trapped in some room and triggering her claustrophobic stuff. Rogue was always passing out somewhere.
Right. She sure was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's just like, dude, and Morph was a fucking drug addict.
Right, he only lasts one episode, didn't he?
Nah, he came back, I think it was like later on in season one or season two, spoiler alert. He came back because Mrs. Sinister had did some kind of stuff with him and kind of like turned him against the X-Men. But remember, he came back, his eyes was all sunk in and stuff, like he hadn't been sleeping for weeks.
He was dead that laugh, man. I'm like, this guy. I was like, what the
fuck? He was trying to outdo Hamill.
Yeah, man. Hey, dang. And then I mentioned that Captain America and Skull, they was like non-existent in that universe pretty much. They was stuck in limbo.
Yeah, I think because of that was during the time Marvel started to have their money problems, and this ain't no shot at Marvel, so y'all please don't come at me. Marvel did have money problems and had to file bankruptcy. It's a fact. Look it up. This was during the time where they had the money problems, and this was like during like where they had to start like selling off like certain properties and stuff like that. So they really couldn't use Captain America and Hulk and stuff like that. That's why you ain't see like a lot of like crossing with them shows, because Marvel has sold the rights to X-Men over to Fox at that time, and that's how they got the TV show.
That actually makes sense, because yeah, that was on Fox Kids. That's crazy.
Yeah. So and yeah, it, yeah, but I mean, shoot, we even talked about it, like with Gargoyles, like you said. I was like, dude, this last season of Gargoyles is trash. Like, I ain't even realized it.
It's terrible.
It, man, that shit damn near unwatchable, dog, with the animation. And I had to go find like one of the Looper videos where they was talking about like Gargoyles and what happened with the last season. Apparently, Disney wanted to do a last season because they was like, yeah, like, dude, after that second season, it was like 52 episodes. They was like, yeah, this shit killing. Like, yeah, we need to do a last season. Well, it wasn't even supposed to be a last season. They just said we wanted to do another season. But the problem is the company who they originally had do the first two seasons, they, damn, hold on for a second, B. I need to let my dog out. All right, my fault. By let him out, I mean I had to let him out the office because he was bothering me. So, but yeah, man. So, and I don't know if you watched the last season yet, but because you remember, like the they changed the title of the show to Gargoyles Goliath Chronicles.
Is that what that was? That's why they only released seasons one and two.
Right, because I thought that was like a whole separate series, but nah, it wasn't.
I thought it was too, because I was like, I don't ever want to watch this shit again. I don't know what this was when it was on Disney XD. No, they never played it on Disney XD.
Man, that shit was super trash, because they changed up the theme song too, and they put like some kind of like little strange wind chimes in it and stuff, and the animation, like I said, because they had a different studio do it, and the studio apparently had never watched an episode of Gargoyles before, because they had, man, it was like like Who Framed Roger Rabbit kind of like level of graphics, animation. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Cause they had Elisa Mazda walking around looking like who was that that chick that Roger was in love with, the humanoid?
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, they had Elisa walking around looking like her. And then it was one episode, I bullshit you not, dog. They showed her like walking away and they gave Elisa a dunk. Like she had like a fat ass, like a fat cartoon ass.
I remember. Did she still have that leather, brown leather jacket?
Nigga, you know that was her outfit. You know cartoons ain't changed clothes. You know the cartoons in the 90s ain't changed. That was some dirty motherfuckers.
Hey, I'll be watching this shit, Bonkers on there too. A cartoon. I'm like, man, this shit was retarded. What were we thinking?
Yeah, and that's that's kind of like what Aaron was saying. The thing he was like, dude, it's either like over the top cartoony, like with Bonkers, or like what some others like Freakazoid.
Hey, that's still my shit. Freakazoid,
Animaniacs, you know, something like that. It's like either over the top or you get like this real hard hitting gritty style with Gargoyles and X Men and Spider Man, where it's just like, damn, these motherfuckers going through some shit every damn week.
Right, and Spider Man to me still hold up.
Yes, it do.
They kept going. It kept the same energy all the way through, and it ended like it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm. It do. And one thing that I like, too, about Spider-Man, I know they eventually covered it, but you remember, like, the Spider-Man cartoon? When it started, he was already Spider-Man. He had been Spider-Man for some time. So we didn't see, like, Spider-Man with training wheels or nothing like that. I really enjoyed that.
You know what they did? They put it in the damn intro.
Yeah. It's just like, dog. You clearly are watching this show because you know something about this character.
Right. We don't need to know how he walked in here for three episodes and got bit by the spider.
Exactly, man. Man, bump that. But yeah, man. Hey, Aaron, when you write, you write, dog. I'm with you.
Right.
Now watch, you're gonna start tripping next week.
He's like, I had to switch the game up.
I done lulled him into a sense of comfort. Now I'm about to go ahead and come back. Oh man, appreciate that though, Aaron. Next email comes from Max.
Oh shit.
This email is titled Pop the Gas Station Peel.
Oh Lord.
I don't know who, man. I think Max might write headlines for like Boss of like Black Planet or something, because these subject lines we get straight to the point. Right. So Max says, bros, don't ever take those pills at the gas station. Just give her some regular dick. That shit had me hard for over a day. I never in my life wanted to have a soft dick before.
Hey, boy, raise your blood pressure, though, huh?
So I ain't never taken one of those pills, but I do. I took some Yohimbine, however you say that before. I remember somebody told me about that. And because I had like something hot that was supposed to be sliding through, and they was like, yeah, Yohimbe. And they gave me that joint. Man, I think I took like three of them motherfuckers, three of them Yohimbine pills. When I say you could literally see my heart beating through my fucking shirt.
Hey, I'm surprised you had no heart attack.
Nigga, I thought I was scared as hell. And guess what, dog? The chick didn't even come through.
Oh.
So I'm just there all night, just like, what the fuck?
Dang, that's cold.
Walking around
my phone, I'd be like, man, what you doing?
No, I sent out so many emergency calls.
But you gotta help.
That was also during the time of my life where, you know, not that I had anything against, like, you know, my dark-skinned sisters. It was just the way things were shaking out. I was, you know, most of the chicks who I was, you know, dealing with or who was showing interest in me was light-skinned girls. And, you know, light-skinned girls, you got to go ahead and start working on them like 3 weeks ahead. Because, hey. Light, man, light, hey, Light-skinned girls? Light-skinned girls be acting like they more busy than the goddamn president.
They ain't doing nothing but doing their nails.
You can't just hit a light-skinned girl and be like, hey, what's up? Go ahead, come through. They gonna be, first of all, they gonna get mad like they offended that you would think that they ain't got nothing to do better than come and, you know, go ahead and suck some dick. But yeah, man, it was hard times, dog. It was a bad look, dog. I'm gonna tell you how hard it got because I no pun intended. It got so bad that night. I picked up the Riverfront Times, dog. I was looking at the back pages. I was like, damn, I'm about to call somebody. I'm about to call one of these services and have somebody come through and take care of this. It was that bad, dog, because I was like, dog, I got to do something about this.
What was it called? Himbay?
Yo, Himbay. It's in supplements. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, somebody probably listening. It's in, like, supplements. It used to be, like, in a lot of pre-workout supplements.
Oh, so they just took that shit out and put it in.
Yeah, because it does have aphrodisiac effects, but it also make your fucking heart rate go through the goddamn roof.
So how many are you supposed to take? One or two? Because you said you took three.
I think you're only supposed to take one. I was popping them motherfuckers, and I don't even know how many milligrams they was. I was just like, give them her. I'm like, give him her. I'm about to blow this bitch back out tonight.
Sweating like you took your sheets out the washer and then dry.
I was sweating like my man in that interrogation room in Menace to Society.
What's his name? I forgot his name. The little black dude.
Yeah. Now you see, you know you done fucked up, right?
He said, huh?
ain't that shit illegal what he did?
Yeah, man, but who watching?
Yeah, that's true. Cause I was like, dude, that shit is like fucking leading the witness like shit. And then kept him there for hours. Wouldn't let him get a phone call or nothing.
Somebody in that window turned their back. So I ain't see nothing.
Yep, because he black. All right. Hey, appreciate that, Max. Yeah, man, stay away from them gas station pills, dog. Look, like you said, just give her that regular dick. And if she can't take you when you giving a regular dick, then she ain't the one.
Right.
Man. Whew, please.
Because he messed with he tried to mess with these young chicks. You know, get you a Miss Betty or somebody.
Nigga, just the thought of me messing with somebody who is in their 20s, there is no fucking way. There is no fucking way. Me being 35, like, you know, if something were to happen and, you know, me and wifey end up, you know, breaking up, or, like, you know, God forbid somebody end up, you know, passing and things like that and stuff like that or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. If I ever end up back out on the market, I'm not messing with anybody who is, I don't even like girls my age. So I'm definitely not going to mess with nobody who's younger than me. Especially like from the stamina portion. Even though from what I heard, a lot of y'all young chicks, y'all don't be fucking right. That's why y'all can't keep no man for real. And plus y'all can't cook and y'all don't clean.
Ooh.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying, that's what I heard. Yeah. Look, I'm open to being proven wrong. And by proving wrong, one of y'all gonna send the email in and I'm just gonna say, okay.
Send us a picture of your plate.
Right. Nah, Betty, I need to see a video of you actually cooking. Cause some of y'all, that's true. They be going to Honey Baked Ham and be getting right. They be getting the ham and the sides.
Oh, damn. Them look like them rolls from Cracker Barrel. I don't know.
They put them in a Ziploc bag in their purse.
In the big ass purse.
Damn, that look like Cracker Barrel tablecloth.
Hey, man, they can fit anything. That purse is like a fucking one strap book bag now.
Yep. Boy. Oh, man. Good shit. Hey, next email comes from Jasmine, the official Uptown ENT girl. This is titled Christmas List. Jasmine says, why do niggas ask for shit they don't deserve and can't handle? All right. See, you probably already, I think you already read this because I see you had it highlighted. So I didn't read it, but I'm like, damn, that's a hell of a way to start off. FYI, man, if you can't please one woman, don't try to bring another woman into the bedroom to double the disappointment. God damn. Then get mad when you left out and the ladies forget about you. LOL. All right. Well, if that nigga, her sending that email is like the bat signal going up for Max, because you know he about to come in with a story.
Yeah. I know. I wonder if she just experienced something over the past 2 weekends or something that she came up with this shit for.
Yeah, we need some backstory to that one. Then the last email comes from friend of the podcast, Will, another honorary Uptown ENT boy, and
been MIA for a couple weeks too. The email,
shit, these email long, and you did kind of warn me about it ahead of time. So, well, before I start reading, how we want to do? Do we want to wait until the whole email is read and then respond to it, or do we just want to respond and like, you know, whenever some shit come up?
Let's just read the whole email.
All right. This email is titled Keep That Same Energy. Uptown ENT Boys. I'm back like Stevie Wonder's eyesight.
He was never blind.
Hey, you know what? He would, dog. My man Lionel Richie came out and outed him earlier this week.
What the fuck was up there playing the tart?
Speaking of Stevie, go ahead.
Why you let a blind man advertise your video game system back then?
I forgot about that.
That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Speaking of Stevie Wonder, you know I have seen several articles claiming that Stevie Wonder is not blind. One of those claims came from Stevie Wonder's best friend, Lionel Richie. And people think the greatest trick to ever be played was the devil convincing people he was not real. LOL. Stevie Wonder over here like, nigga, hold my beer. Then he says, okay, this is titled to me. He says, I need to holler at you, player. Why you always bashing Marvel? You act like Marvel movies ain't entertaining. I get it. Marvel fans piss you off, but you over here doing the same thing they are every week on your podcast. Majority of your hate come from the fans and not the product being produced. Not the most recent Spider-Man, though. That shit was high trash. We got to be honest with ourselves and admit the DCEU has only put out 3 good films. I don't agree with that. Well, what are your 3 good films? I need to know that. 3 good films out of, what, 7 now? This is not a good ratio. I'm sure Wonder Woman 1984 will be a hit, but we are not going to pretend like the DCEU did not have to steal some Marvel writers and directors to get themselves out of a bind for future projects. I love both DC and Marvel, so calling me biased will not work. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to stop right there. Okay, so we talking about like straight up DCEU. Well, do the Batman movie, do the Nolan Batman movies count as DCEU movies, or are we not counting those?
See, so DC Extended Universe, that's what it is. I don't know, because DC been making movies this whole time. They did the Extended Universe because they thought they was about to do this Justice League shit. So is it still the Extended Universe, or is they separate?
Well,
count all DC movies.
I'm counting all DC movies because all of them are under the same company. Because the argument I usually get from like Marvel fanboys, not saying that Will is one because he just said that he ain't one. But because the argument I get from them, because when I be talking about like, dude, like I like Marvel movies with like more of a serious tone to them because that's just how I am. They not making my dreams come to life or whatever, because I've always kind of like been in favor of serious comic book movies or like dark and gritty ones, which is why I was such a big fan of like the Tim Burton Batman movies, Batman and Batman Returns, because I like those dark, gritty movies, and which is why I'm gonna go ahead and use some DC movies since y'all say I never shit on DC movies. I hate it. all of those Richard Donner Superman movies, all of them. Was it trilogy or whatever it was? I hated all of them movies.
I like those
That
two of them.
Brandon Routh Superman movie, I hated that too.
I see, I didn't mind it, but it did get stupid towards the end.
Okay. I mean, I think, well, I don't know if I said it on this show, but I know I've said it to you, B. That Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy, trash. Hated all of them. Even when they at first came out, I hated them. Now, granted, I still went to go see all of them because I'm just like, shit, well, this is the only thing I got. Which I go see all of these shits. Even if I look at the trailer and be like, man, this is gonna be some bullshit. I still go see it.
Right. I mean, I don't know if he was, did you say they weren't entertainer? You were just saying like they don't have no substance as far as ain't nobody like everybody coming back to life pretty much. We already
I
know
was saying they ain't got no substance.
and we like the dark movies. I mean, Mike messed up. But yeah, I don't know. There's some DC movies that's whack, and there's some Marvel movies that's whack.
Damn,
But
dog, my
it's good.
fault. I hit the mute on my microphone. I was over here talking like shit.
Was the
But there are some that are whack though. I mean, I never said that DC ain't never put out no whack movies. Do y'all want me to name the whack movies? Okay. Let me go ahead and start. First of all, the Batman movies, the Nolan Batman movies. Was it Batman Begins? I like
Yeah.
Batman Begins. I still contend that Batman Begins is one of the best superhero origin movies of all time.
And I only like that one. I see, I don't like the villains in Christopher Nolan movies. I don't know if I necessarily like the actual Batman. So I like the Scarecrow in the first one. I'm glad they brought him into the movie. And then the second one, obviously the Joker. We scratched the third one altogether. I didn't like that movie.
I didn't, you know what? It was so. The third one was, again, y'all happy now? I'm shitting on DC movies, which I feel like I've said this before. But the third one, it was a cash grab. I feel like you could tell that nobody really wanted that. Nolan didn't really want to do that movie. Bale didn't want to do that movie, and it was kind of like that's why I think at the end where they had Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Show up and basically get the keys to the Batcave. I feel like that was like a big F you to the fans because that's not the way you end a damn movie series if you know that this is gonna be the last one.
Nope.
And that was just like a big fuck you, like, yeah, aha, like let me go ahead and throw y'all like this like little bait or whatever. But y'all never gonna get this fourth Batman movie. And on top of that, the way they killed Bane off, they had Catwoman kill him with running over that nigga by with a motorcycle. Cycle.
Pow. And then
Like,
Talia cool. I'm like, ah, trash. All right.
hey, but you know what though, dude, that was the most trash swerve ever. Like you saw that swerve coming from a mile away that she was on some bullshit. That because even though she wasn't really Talia al Ghul, well, she wasn't presenting herself to be there. You saw they're like, okay, it's something up with her.
Right. How they know all this stuff happened? Because you let her in. Like, you just easily telling your secret to people.
Right.
Oh,
So
no,
I'm
look. This. I was like, man, nah, this ain't Bruce Wayne. This ain't Batman.
and then he and then like he died, but he didn't die. And Alfred saw him, but he didn't see him because Alfred was like, even though Batman was dead, because there's logically, and I know it's a comic book movie and shit get thrown out the window in comic movies, but we talking about the Nolan movies. Nolan movies, they usually have, more of like a real life aesthetic to them.
I really didn't like that because it didn't make any sense.
I think, man, I honestly, like I said, dude, I think it was just a big fuck you. I think it was just a big fuck you to the fans. It's just like, yeah, here, we give me y'all the end of y'all little trilogy. Here you go. And leave me the fuck alone.
Which we didn't cry on this movie so many times on the show, too.
Yeah. So So that's two out of the three Nolan Batman movies. First, and then the Man of Steel. Man of Steel, y'all not gonna tell me Man of Steel wasn't a good movie. Well, y'all can, but my opinion, it was a good movie. Man of Steel was the best Superman movie of all time.
Right, and they picked a good Superman for that.
Man, and they picked a good Superman villain because that was always people's problems with Superman movies. It's like, well, Superman can't ever fight nobody, or because he ended up looking weak. And it's just like, okay, so now y'all gave Superman somebody who got the same bloodline as him, and he could just let loose on. And what was people's main gripe with the movie? Oh, well, the city got destroyed. There was so much damage in that movie. What?
Shut your punk ass up.
Was you going to pay for the damage? I'm sorry, was somebody sending you a bill?
That's tragedy, and they carried on to the next, so it led into some shit.
We're not gonna act like the Avengers didn't destroy New York City.
All of it.
So I'm not really understanding here. And let me go ahead and carry some Marvel weight or whatever, since I don't know if it's Marvel movies. I don't know if it's just if we talk about just Marvel movies, they're a racket in my like. But I feel like I think he actually referenced in the email. I think he was talking about Marvel, like Marvel Disney movies. So yeah, it ain't that many Marvel Disney movies I like. You got me on that. I guess if you're looking for a gotcha moment. But just like I like two out of the three Batman movies, really the only Marvel Disney movies I like are two out of the three Captain America movies. That is Civil War and Winter Soldier. I love those movies.
Like the
More so
first Captain,
Winter Soldier.
I guess not a lot of people like the first Captain America still.
That was kind of like one of my biggest things with Wonder Woman. It made me kind of be like ho hum through it because I don't like when they be
Oh,
doing that going back in time shit.
that's right. That's right. I remember that. You, I don't know. That's crazy. I
Yeah.
see. Those are all like the Captain America movies I like. Iron Man, I only like the first movie. The rest is just nah. So they should have kept.
Especially go ahead.
When they changed the writers, directors of that movie, it was a wrap because John Favreau directed the first. I think he directed and written the first movie, but they fired him off of that and just made him just a character in the movie. That's it.
You know what? I gotta go and take that back too. I like Thor Ragnarok. But that was because they took, the signs of like they took like the Hulk, basically the Hulk story and just shoved Thor in there. I don't like any of the Avengers movies. I've never liked any of the Avengers movies.
Sounded like the first one, Endgame and Infinity War, but I had my gripes with Endgame.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, man, it is what it is, dog. It is what it is, whatever. Like, and I'm not it, like, yeah, you're right. I am doing the same thing that they be doing because I do. Like we talked about at the beginning of the show, when you see, you can like sit up and just like really not care because at the end of the day, it's people's opinions. The movie, TV, music, all of that is subjective. You can't really tell somebody that, you can't really tell somebody, oh, you shouldn't like that because of XYZ because it's all subjective. But
It's
you
the
see, you see people going so hard and you're just like, okay, see, now I gotta act stupid because y'all acting real dumb.
It's like you can't like dislike something because it's their favorite shit.
Yeah,
It's
right.
okay. And that's what we mean, like Marvel fanboys, like, oh, you ain't like it? Oh, you stupid. And they want to go get emotional, act like little girls on the internet, and like such a punk ass up. Nah, yeah, I don't like you, Marvel motherfuckers. I don't like nothing Marvel now. That's how
Right.
it
Right. Since we about to go that way, I don't like nothing.
Like y'all picking these DC movies apart, like, hey, what was wrong with it? Oh, see, now y'all tripping. Y'all go too much because let's get the plot holes in some of these Marvel movies. Because I wasn't even gonna go there. I was enjoying the movie, and now since y'all harping on this movie, now I got to go think. And I was like, wait a minute, but this shit didn't make sense in this movie. Look at Endgame. Some of
Now
this
we
shit didn't even. I'm like, I love that movie. Nah,
we gotta run back through the whole catalog now.
I don't like you, Marvel fans. Because now you making me go and think about it. I was just enjoying the shit.
Oh man.
Enjoyed it. Stop like picking apart these movies and like it is what it is. A comic book movie, they all gonna have plot holes. It's not gonna make sense. Just
Yeah.
don't do that because then we.
Man, yeah. Let me finish the rest of this email. He say, I also completely disagree with your comments about Marvel would have died off if Disney did not buy them out. Oh, well, they was gonna die off. They was bankrupt. They had no money to make movies, brother. Completely not a true statement. Disney has elevated Marvel beyond anything they could have done on its own, but Marvel has always had a loyal following. Well, their following was so loyal then. I don't know. They had a loyal following comic book wise, but movie wise, I mean, do we ever really see like a true Marvel movie? I will. Or wait a minute.
I
Are we going? Are we? Well, no, nah, that was a DC movie. I mean, that was a Disney movie.
That was they were still Paramount.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was before the merger. It was Iron Man. And
Okay.
I think the Avengers was solo.
Well,
I have to go we have to go back and look and then reiterate this thing.
we gonna have a we well. I really didn't enjoy the first Iron Man. I really haven't enjoyed any of the Iron Man movies. But again, that's my opinion. Hell. Guess what I also didn't enjoy? I didn't enjoy Batman versus Superman. I really didn't enjoy Justice League because Justice League tried to be like y'all movies.
Hated that shit, but Justice League
Justice League.
was good in its own right. But yeah, they was trying to do that funny shit. I was like, no, man, don't do that.
Yep.
We, I don't want to.
That's part of the reason why I didn't enjoy Batman versus Superman because they had number one. I mean, granted, Batman versus Superman, yes, I'm like the same argument that everybody else did. Batman versus Superman had extreme plot holes and pacing issues, but I can say the same thing about y'all about y'all movies, about Marvel movies. I can say the same thing about a lot of movies.
Right, we just want to enjoy that shit.
Right, and
It's
you
not
know
like it,
it.
like it or dislike it.
And then Jesse Eisenberg showing up, not really realizing what character he was playing, was very annoying.
Oh my God, are you the mad scientist Luther, or are you the rich boy Luther? Which one? Because he wasn't both. Because in Teen Titans or Titans on the DC Universe app, he was a scientist.
Oh yeah, and be what I was saying earlier about like a certain time or whatever I need to be off. I can extend that by like 15 minutes.
Yeah, because we gotta get to the scene.
Yeah, I could extend it by 15 minutes or whatever. I'll have to just go a little bit faster. Damn, this email long. The DCEU would not be what it is today without Disney and Marvel. Disney has brought awareness to the comic book hero and made it cool to be a nerd. Okay. Nigga, before 2008, nobody cared about comic book heroes, comic cons, and cosplaying. Well, you say nobody like it's an absolute. We cared about it before 2008, but I get what you're saying. Except for the traditional nerds, like traditional nerds ain't nobody. But okay, I see what you're saying. Building a narrative. Okay, he says that I should be on my knees thanking Disney and Marvel for bringing your dreams to life and true without a lie and allowing DCEU to ride on that gravy train and elevate. Okay, I will. Here we go. And as mad as this email and as mad as this email would make you, I'm not mad, dog. Okay, you got it. You know I'm speaking the truth. You know I'm speaking the truth. I disagree. You're not speaking the truth, but we all have different levels of truth. Your truth is not my truth, brother. FYI, fuck you, B. Don't want you to feel left out. So, okay, those are the
Oh man, the gravy man. I always been a DC person, but I ain't even gonna get into that.
Like, dude, and we've talked about it on this show multiple times how me and you both grew up liking Marvel comic books. Like we love Marvel comic books. And then as we got older, we made the shift over to DC comic books. And that's probably why we look at DC movies in a different light than other people.
Right.
Because I think you and I are like that too. And I feel like Will is like that in some ways too, or whatever. Like we prefer the dark, gritty aspect. Like, give me some realistic shit. Give me some shit that like granted, it's still goofy or whatever to a certain point because it's like people with superpowers, but give me like some real life stakes that's on the line.
Right. Okay, so look, I feel like I'll let you have it. So Marvel has the movie base. I wouldn't say DC is riding their gravy train because DC got the TV shows on lock.
And the only way you could say that DC is riding a gravy train is you could point to Justice League. I guess you could point to Justice League. You can't even say, like, well, look at Shazam, because Shazam was already a goofy character, so that movie totally fit.
Right. And that's his comic book character like that.
Exactly. So you can't even use that. You could, I mean, if you want to point to Justice League and say, well, look at them, you know, look at DC trying to be like Marvel. Hey, I got it. I got you, dog. But I don't know what other movies in the DCEU lexicon you can point to and be like, accuse them of trying to be like Marvel.
Shit, the TV show, shit, the Watchmen right here out here killing.
Mm-hmm. That's that black excellence.
That's the dark gritty, too.
Mm-hmm. Nigga Titans. Hey. Which, by the way, I finished it.
They should have just... that show was better to binge versus watch it week to week, because I fucking know I had to go back and rewatch it to feel better.
I'm going to go on here and say this. But and you may know better than I do. Was season 2 supposed to be like a soft reboot of the series?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did they do that? Because I ain't seen nothing wrong with season 1. Were they cowering the fanboys?
They were trying to bring people in to get used to the characters. What was going on. And they were doing a lot of flashback stuff. Mm. And then they wanted to build Dick Grayson to be Nightwing, which I think he was doing too much whining, but Bruce got him straightened out in his head or whatever.
Man, that dude who they got playing Bruce, dog, hated it.
Nick, man, get that motherfucker. Replace him next. We won't miss him.
He got blonde hair, dog. That's what I threw my hands up. I said, you know what?
Yeah, get somebody else. Like, you could pick the dude who played Negan.
And he actually has said he would not mind. Well, he said he wouldn't mind playing Thomas Wayne. And like a Flashpoint, which I guess if they ever make a Flash movie, that's what they're going to do as Flashpoint, which would make sense because that's how they can kind of like do a soft reboot of the DCEU to kind of like, you know, to erase like Ben Affleck and stuff.
True. I heard Robin Pattinson having a hard time gaining muscle though for Batman.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that too, which... Oh, I guess they call what they call them, like ectomorphs, people who had trouble putting on muscle. I mean, dude, like always been like real thin and skinny. So I figured that that was going to be a problem.
I guess he's going to have to be that young Batman that's skinny. I mean, we really, because Christian Bale wasn't really that buff as Batman, was he?
Nah, he wasn't. I mean, I think they said Christian Bale put on like 15 to 20 pounds of weight. I think it was just weight. I don't think it was even muscle, but you know. I guess it depends on how you carry in the muscle and stuff like that. But I mean, who really going to be paying attention to how he look outside of the costume? I mean, well, if somebody want to pick the movie apart, which as we know, with every movie, shit get picked apart.
That's going to happen. Shit. Yeah.
That, okay. Those are all the emails for the week. Thank you for everybody. Thank you. Will, Jazz, my man, Maxie. And Aaron, a Ron. Ron. Hey, you know what, dude? Well, like how we was talking about how Jasmine sent up that bad signal for Max with her email. Will then put that Avengers Assemble call out for Aaron with that email.
Oh, wait till next week.
That nigga probably sitting, man, whenever he listens, he probably gonna be rubbing his hands like, mm-hmm.
Is he rubbing his hands like a Sideshow Bob?
He doing that Birdman hand rub. That nigga sitting up patting that cat like Dr. Claw and expect to catch it.
He was like, he probably like, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Will, I'm going to go ahead and say this, dog. Even though Aaron has said he light-skinned too, and I know y'all got that in common, and that y'all, you know, y'all feel like we be going over the top with talking about Marvel, like y'all don't see people doing the same thing with DC, but don't let him sow them seeds of dissent in our friendship, dog. I'm just saying. Because we'll be ready to jump our ass about anything. That nigga be ready. That nigga, and then even when he be on our side, he be like, I should clown y'all niggas, but I'm gonna chill this week. Damn. Oh man. We got a couple stories in the news. First thing I want to talk about is George Zimmerman, he of child killer fame. You know what? I just thought about that. Who's the most notorious killer who got away with something? OJ or George Zimmerman?
Zimmerman.
Okay. Cause
OJ did it. Do we?
Nick, come on, dog. Come on.
I know the glove didn't fit.
Hey. Nigga, that nigga hand was like all balled up and shit.
He spread his fingers apart and bent his fingers a little bit.
Nigga, I would have cussed Johnny Cochran out if I was on the damn prosecuting side. But the only reason why I say that, because both of these dudes is out here living their best life. Kind of like just rubbing it in people's face and like, yeah, I got off of murder. So what? Like OJ all over Twitter dancing and stuff like that, can talk about his fantasy football team. And then we got George Zimmerman, who has went to a lot of NRA conventions. Yes, NRA, for all you know, gun lovers and stuff like that or whatever. How do you know, explain people supporting? How do y'all explain supporting somebody like George Zimmerman who killed a kid? And he's been at like all these different like conventions or whatever, signing pictures and stuff like that. He's basically a star for killing that young black boy. But George Zimmerman recently sued Trayvon Martin's parents for $100 million for defamation of character.
Wow. Right. And different.
Because
character all over the internet.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is a line that comes from the great Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Scarface. It ain't defamation if what I'm saying is true. And ain't nobody said nothing that ain't true about you or whatever. Like, well, OJ, I can see OJ suing somebody for defamation of character. But, dude, it was on, like, we ain't got you on videotape, but we got you on the next best thing. We got you on voice recording, killing that boy. And then we have another recording from when you call 911 and they told you, do not follow him. And this motherfucker, like, these fucking niggas always get away with this shit. So, can you imagine the outrage that would have happened if Trayvon Martin was somehow able to wrestle that gun away from George Zimmerman and shoot George Zimmerman? Trayvon Martin, if he was still alive with a body on his belt, he would be villain. But Trayvon Martin would still be in jail with no hopes of ever being paroled. This motherfucker didn't even see a jail. He saw a holding cell, and his ass got cleaned up out of there. I know his dad is a judge and everything, but we got to start calling out the bullshit where it is, and I hope whatever judge gets this case, he throw that shit out, because this is a frivolous lawsuit. It's baseless, and it's just like, dude, you already killed a damn son, and as a father, if you kill my son, dog, I mean, hats off to that man, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that's hard just to deal with every day with it. But as a father, we want to protect our kids no matter how old our kids get. If somebody do something to my kid, I can't say I would be up in there having the wherewithal to go on ahead and, or just have the, I can't think of the word, but just being able to sit there and just be like, okay, I'm gonna let that man have his day in court, and I'm gonna just go ahead and just respect whatever the court decide. Like, dog, I don't know what I would have did. I don't know if I would have tried to sneak a gun up in there. I don't know if I would have tried to, like, cut that nigga. I don't know if I would have just left the courtroom, wait for him to walk out, and just start spraying the whole fucking front of the court. But I don't think I would have just been able just to walk away from that. Not saying that, you know, Trayvon Martin's parents walked away from it. They still, you know, were doing other things, so like through the legal system, but it's one of them things where it's just like, okay, you see that the justice ain't for us. No. When we try to do stuff the right way, you see how it play out. So I don't know, dog. I think I might have had to take the law into my own hands or whatever. But
I'm surprised none of these Crips None of these gang members or so-called kids would be robbing, never caught up with that dude.
Man, that and you know what, B? That's another thing I have a problem with. You got all these hard niggas out here, all these quote unquote hard body ass niggas or whatever, who let them tell it, they don't mind going to jail. They keep all these guns on them. They got all these bodies on their belt. Why ain't nobody done did nothing to this motherfucker? And the first answer I get from people is, that man ain't did nothing to me. So you'd rather go off and kill somebody who you've known for your whole damn life over like what, like $50, $20 that they owe you for, like, you know, for like some dope you sold them? I thought we were supposed to be protecting each other, and that's what made me miss like them old school gangsters, like the real OGs, you know, like the real OGs from back in the day, like in the Black Panther and the original, you know, gang members and stuff like that. That's what made me miss like them real OGs, because they was more so concerned about protecting the people rather than all this foolishness you see that go on today or whatever. And I know, just Black people as a whole, whatever, we kind of got to bear that cross too or whatever, because hell, we've allowed ourselves to be programmed to hate each other than to maybe like love and protect each other. Cause we see it at work. Black people will backstab another Black person so damn fast for a fucking job. Even if they don't want the job, they'll still try and backstab your ass.
Which is crazy. That's why I'm trying to make sure like that shit don't happen no more. Like, humble, man. Just be humble. That's all you gotta be, man. Just be respectful and humble. You ain't gotta, your time will come, man. People are impatient, man. Like, your time will come. You ain't gotta go do all that extra shit, man. That was your right.
Man, so it's just disheartening, man. And I mean, I think one of the most disheartening things I have seen is people just didn't forget that George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. And that just speaks to like us in this microwave age, and people just like, oh yeah, damn, that did happen. Or some people just like, who is George Zimmerman? Like, what the, really? Y'all know who this motherfucker is. But then when you mention some shit that happened on, and not shitting on anybody or whatever, because, you know, at one point in time, I enjoyed those shows too. But like, you know, we talk about like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta or something like that. When you mention something that happened on there, and I'd be like, who? I ain't never heard of them. How you ain't heard of them? Because I don't watch that show no more. Right. I ain't watched that show in like 5-7 years. You know, but this was like national news. So it's just one of them things or whatever, man. It just hurt, man. It just hurt. But you got any thoughts on this or?
Nah, it's just a messed up situation. Nobody need to entertain the idea of this shit. Like you said, they need to be thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one more story I got. NFL related. Colin Kaepernick, Commissioner Roger Goodell came out and said that they are quote unquote moving on from Colin Kaepernick after he was given the opportunity and it didn't work out. So, saying all that to say, saying all that to say, all you people who we was arguing with months ago, when it was announced that Jay-Z was hired by the NFL to work with the Super Bowl halftime, to produce the Super Bowl halftime show, who were saying that, like, yeah, you know, Jay-Z gonna get Colin a job. And we were sitting up saying, we said on this show multiple times, I don't think that's gonna happen. And I think
eventually, obligated to.
Right. And then eventually we got stronger, being like, you know, again, because, you know, that's just the way debate works out now, whatever, because people, you know, can't just say, oh, okay, I respect your opinion, and even though I don't agree with it, and move on. People started to act stupid. So we started acting stupid. Like, nope, he never going to get a job in the NFL. Now what? And it's looking that way as the NFL has quote-unquote moved on from him. And even after that sham of a damn workout, where they tried to get him to sign that waiver saying that he would abandon any legal actions, present and future, that he would have against them. So he basically signing over his legal rights.
Hell no.
Right, who the fuck would do that? So I'm just like, you know what? So
against everything, that would make him look like a hypocrite if he did that shit.
Exactly. Like he
dropped his ass.
Which you know, people was already saying he was a hypocrite anyway because he had took that settlement and the NFL offered him. But I'm like, dog, that was a legal case, and that was for unpaid wages.
Hey, keyword settlement. People don't pay attention.
Like, people just want to get mad or whatever. But you know what, though? That was the argument they was using for Jay-Z, because you got a lot of people who like Jay-Z, and they felt like Jay was getting shitted on, and they had to go and protect their boy. Like, we was talking about, like, with PlayStation. Like, we was talking about, like, with Nick Cannon. Like we talk about, like, with Marvel or whatever. And, you know, DC too, whatever. And you feel like something that you like is getting shitted on, then you got to go out there, and you feel like you got to hold the water and protect that person or company.
And I ain't even a fucking Kaepernick fan. I just think this shit is wrong, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't stand up for nothing. And people will be like, man, that's his job. You can't do that. I'm like, man, it's a fucking public platform meeting. That's the perfect time to do it, in my opinion, if you're going to mm-hmm. do something. Because who watching? Everybody. Mm-hmm. Where else he going? You want him to go out in the street and protest? You want him to stop what you doing and protest? Actually, he ain't stopped nothing. He just kneeled doing the flag.
And he kneeled. He didn't say nothing. He didn't even bring it up in none of his interviews until people asked him about it.
Just so, injustice, so.
Yeah. I mean, you see how, like, that makes people so uncomfortable. It makes people so uncomfortable when people just have the gall to stand up. And that whole argument that you see people try to go on ahead and push out about like, oh, well, I don't have no problem protesting, but you got to do it the right way. And
there's no right way.
Right. It ain't no right way, because protesting just make these people uncomfortable. Because back during the Ferguson protest, and people was like, you know, go out there and commit property damage and stuff like that, which I do not agree with, but I understand. And they was like, well, you gotta do protests the right way. Dr. King didn't do anything like this. Dr. King was more, he was more calculated and silent with his protests. Here we go with Colin Kaepernick. Silent protest. He just kneeling. You can't do it like that. Well, goddamn, which way can we do it? We can't say shit. And even when we don't say shit, y'all still mad.
Double-edged sword.
It's just like, dog, you know what, dog? I'm not saying you're a racist. But I am saying you're an idiot. So you pick which side of the spectrum you want to be on. You either want to be a racist or an idiot. Or maybe you might be both, because I do contend that racists are idiots, because anytime you don't like anybody based on their appearance, you are an idiot.
Exactly. So now that, I guess, just when you're on football, what you think about Michael Vick? You think he should be forgiven? I mean, criminals get forgiven, but nigga, this motherfucker's not forgiving this dude over these dogs.
They forgave OJ. Well, no, they forgive OJ. I'm sorry. They forgave George Zimmerman.
Right.
Or they found a way to justify what he did. Hell, Trump. I feel like Trump get forgiven every goddamn week.
Damn. Like, Vic, he served his time, man. He did his time. He didn't kill nobody's family member. Like,
nobody. He served his time with y'all be all for rehabilitation when it comes to somebody that y'all like.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you, dog. He served his time or whatever, and these motherfuckers are still mad. It's just like, okay, I'm a dog owner. I own two dogs, a boy and a girl. Do I think that do I love them? Yes, I love them, but do I think that their lives are more important than a human's life? I'm going to say no. Even with me loving them dogs, I don't think their lives are more important than a human's life.
Them dogs don't live that long.
And then on top of that, you know what? And on top, was he wrong? Yes, he was wrong. That's why we got things called jail. He went to jail.
Right. And he's starting like stuff for rehabilitation for dogs, like men. It's like they don't even be paying attention. They just want to be mad, man. Like, oh, he killed a dog. Like, he stopped. He went to jail. He not doing it no more. He not a habitual dog killer.
Yep. Doing stuff with all them different charities and stuff like that or whatever. So he, you know, he did what y'all always say y'all want people to do. Y'all want them to come out, see the error of their ways, and basically kneel and kiss the ring. And that's all I feel like Michael Vick been doing since he got out of jail is kneeling and kissing the ring.
And y'all, of that,
and y'all still mad.
Somebody from St. Louis commented on his daughter's birthday post and said, I hope you get trafficked.
See, that's a fucking threat.
And everybody been sharing that post over social media too. It's somebody he owned an auto shop in St. Louis.
And I hope that motherfucker don't get no more business.
Right. You don't say that about nobody, child. That's somebody kid, man. I don't care how you feel about the dude, but you don't say that about the kid like that.
And that, man, and you know what? That's another thing. The internet has made it these people be comfortable with saying crazy shit to people that they wouldn't dare have said like 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Because you'll be scared somebody will punch you in your damn face.
The internet made it safe for them.
Man, I feel like people, they need to have like a commission or some kind of like, you know, like group that like when somebody say like some real out the way shit on the internet, like a bunch of goons that show up to that person's job and be like, what's up? What you want to do?
Hey, that'd be funny, man. I want to see that on film.
And then just watch motherfuckers start crying.
Like, man. Hey, when you confront somebody on the internet, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. It was just a joke, bro.
Yeah, then you the problem because you can't take a joke.
Oh, nah, it's a joke. Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
But you know what, though? Is it really? Because it was since we talking about the NFL, it was an NFL player. He used to play for the Rams when they was hurt, too. Janoris Jenkins. He got released by the New York Giants earlier this week because he got into a back and forth with the fan on Twitter, and he called the fan retarded. And the Giants released him. They was like, hey, man, you can't be talking to fans like that. And they was like, you need to apologize. He was like, I'm not going to apologize because these people say crazy shit to me every day. So I can't defend myself.
Right.
And apparently you can't because he got released.
It's just bullshit.
It's just right. It's just setting a real bad precedent, man. Cause in what world do you get to be able to say whatever you want to me, but because of my elevated position in life, I can't say nothing back to you. If I say something back to you, I'm wrong. I know. I know, dog. I know, dog. What a time to be alive.
Oh, it's my jam.
Man, so that's all I had. Let me knock out my throwback of the week. Mm-hmm. My throwback of the week, it comes from the Players Club soundtrack. Yay, yay.
Ice Cube, we be, yeah.
No, it ain't even that. It's a Splackavelli.
Hey, why was you singing that song earlier? That's hella funny, dog. Why?
It popped in my head too. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Home in Splackavelli.
My coworkers were singing that song earlier this week. I'm like, that's funny.
Splackavelli. Well, I wonder what they say when I was over there. Maybe, is that why I got the idea? Because I swear it just popped in my head.
Nah, we was in training, they was talking about it, then just recently again, they brought it up. They was just singing the song. I'm like, oh man, that's funny.
Yeah. Every woman needs her own Splackavelli. A brother she can call her man. Ain't doing her right. He can work it all night until the morning light. Make her feel all right. Tell me what kind of Superman. See, I ain't gonna give it all to him.
Hey, go ahead, listen to it. Put that on your playlist.
Yeah. And don't ask me how to spell it because I don't even remember, but you could just go and find the Players Club soundtrack and, you know.
And Google know how to spell for you if you don't know how to spell.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You use a Google voice and go ahead and just say it up in there. It'll spell it for you.
Hey, I just want to hear the Google read it back to you. Splaka Valley.
Hey, you know.
Oh, yeah, with Siri.
Hey, you know Google Map. Google Maps. When you be getting them directions, they don't know how to say King's Highway. They be can't. They be saying King Shyway.
Natural Bricks and King's Highway.
Oh shit. Oh man. So yeah, that's all I had, man. What you got anything for the people? You got a throwback?
My throwback, since it's the holidays, four Christmases. Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn and what's that bitch name? I forgot her name. Reese Witherspoon, that's her name.
That might be the title of the episode, Doug. What's that bitch name?
Straight forgot her name. Hey, that's a funny holiday movie. Y'all need to watch that during the holidays too.
Oh man, that's all right, dog. What nigga say? What's that bitch name?
I sounded like Max.
Oh shit! Yeah, you channeling your inner Max.
It's the only inner Max.
Oh man, oh man, that's all right, man. shit, that's good. Yeah, man. Speaking of Christmas, we are approaching Christmas, so just a heads up, we probably gonna give y'all a Christmas episode again since y'all seem to like the Thanksgiving one. So we probably gonna give y'all a Christmas episode, but that means that we will have fulfilled our weekly promise. So that last Sunday of the year, don't be looking for no episode.
Hey, and that's coming in the New Year's. We might be missing two.
Oh damn, shit! Which I was gonna talk to you about that anyway, because like hell, I took like this whole last week of from Life of Logan off because I just needed a break from talking, because people don't really understand, like with podcasts, you know, it's more that goes into it than just sitting down and talking into a microphone. Like, you got a plan, you got to go and edit it, then you got to go on ahead and send, you got to market it, you got to go out and promote it. And, you know, doing that week after week, man, it just get exhausting sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, just respect that. I mean, we'll let y'all know ahead of time if we're going to take a break. But, you know, just know that a break might be coming.
Like I said, holidays. I know y'all got families in town and shit. So it is. We go hit y'all with a Christmas episode, too.
Yeah. Hang on the mistletoe.
Hang on the mistletoe. Hey, y'all need to rock that Temptations. Look. Christmas CD album too,
man. That James Brown fucking Christmas, that album can be played all year round.
Oh yeah,
motherfuckers sleep, they sleeping on that James Brown funky Christmas, boy. Yeah. So we got, you got any parting words for the good people?
Hey, yes, you know what it is, always be kind to one another. Mm-hmm. Stay humble.
Yeah. Especially during this holiday season, man. I don't know what the hell it was yesterday, and I'm glad I took off work, but I had to take my son to his mom's house because he's spending the weekend with her this weekend. Dog, people was driving so stupid yesterday. They was either driving like hella slow, like not even doing the speed limit slow, or they was just driving like a bat out of hell. And then I realized, oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we saw with the news all them different accidents that happened yesterday. I know it was a young man who lost his life yesterday in that accident on 270 in Lindbergh. So, RIP to him. Yeah.
Y'all crazy out here.
RIP to him. And just, it's just crazy, dog.
So, man, motherfuckers want to stay in the house.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, not on, in the words of Freddie Gibbs, not on no grown man, not on no scary shit, but that grown man shit. Stay your ass in the house. Right. Cause ain't nothing out here.
I'd be wanting to visit some of these places, but I'm like, man, I don't feel like driving cause something stupid about to go down.
Dude, I don't even, but you know what though, and, just like what happened at Dave and Buster's. And you know, we'd have been there like a couple times this year, like a few times this year, you and I. And it's just like, oh, okay. So you telling me I can only go there, you know, when it's like probably like around like 5 o'clock and then maybe like be there no later than 7 o'clock. Cool. Right. Got you. You ain't said nothing.
Dang, man, that shit crazy. I heard they was building a, it's a rumor though, a David Buster's out this way at this, the Sears. You know how big that motherfucker gonna be?
Yeah. I always found it kind of funny that they only had one in the area.
Yeah, they need to split the crowd up.
But you know what though? Man, not even trying to be funny, but it seems like a lot of them places that are kind of like, you know, game oriented and they kind of market themselves to kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Even though David Buster's over the years has kind of like gotten away from marketing themselves to kids, they kind of market towards the older crowd. But like, you got like Chuck E. Cheese, what's the other one? Kokomo Joe's that's out there in St. Peter's. Mm-hmm. And then like these other places. Dog, they be fighting like shit at them damn places.
For no reason.
It always be a fucking brawl breaking out. And I'm like, dog, it's fucking kids here.
I'll be looking at the scenery. As soon as I sense something going down, I'm like, we got to go. Party over.
It's only one. And I'm surprised it ain't happened yet, and I really hope it don't happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if we heard like, hey, brawl breaks out at Chuck E. Cheese. Child gets stabbed or child gets shot to death. Because
I think it did happen.
You know what? I won't be surprised.
Last summer.
Because it's just like, what the fuck is y'all doing or whatever? Like, dude, it's a place where kids is at, like, and, you know, I am not opposed to fighting, but we got to think about the reasons why we fighting. Like, if you, like, dog, walk away. You ain't got to, I'm not about to stand here and go back and forth with you all night or whatever and jaw jack with you and, you know, and talk shit with you. All right, dog, whatever. That's what you say. You right. I'm a bitch-ass nigga. You right. I'm leaving.
Cause he probably packing. I'm like, yo, little bitty ass. I know you ain't just step up to me. It's something wrong. Something ain't right.
That's the way motherfucker, man. That's the way motherfuckers, man. I had this shit happen to me at Kokomo Joe's a few years back. When I went, I took Khalil to a birthday, to one of his friends' birthday parties out there, and little nigga just like rolled up on, like, first of all, he stepped on my shoe. And we already know in the black community that's a big no-no. Like it clearly wasn't a mistake. Like that nigga like stepped on like the whole front part of my foot.
Right, it ain't no crowd like that in there.
Right, not just a toe, nigga. And then I said, damn, dog. Excuse me. He's like, what? And I said, dog, you stepped on my foot. Don't act like you did. I mean, I did, but what you gonna do about it, big man? I said, you know what? I ain't gonna do nothing. He's like, yeah, you ain't gonna do nothing because you can't. This nigga was talking to me like Sticky, like Fredro, dog.
He talking fast and shit.
I was like, you know what, dog? You can't, because I'm like you. I'm like, dude, this motherfucker clearly got a gun on him.
Right.
Because he just going, because I wasn't the only person he did that to. I proceeded, after he saw you weren't going to get no traction with me, I proceeded to watch him do it to three other people.
That's one of them little cats that he step on your foot, you got to choke. Like, he did that shit on purpose. I got to choke you out, take your gun from you out your pants, nigga. We're not playing this game.
I'm like, dog. Why do y'all be like this? Why can't y'all just go out and just have a nice time? Why y'all gotta go out looking for trouble?
Because they trying to get some rep or something. I don't know. If you try to go to jail, just walk up into a police station to flash your gun. Do you want to go to jail that bad?
It's really that easy.
Go find a cop or something and do something stupid so they can arrest your ass or shoot your dumb ass or something. Like, because that's the only time I condone that. You want to act stupid,
yep,
and go ahead and win a stupid prize.
Win a stupid prize.
Like, we got time for that. Like, then the people, I'd be like, man, shit, there's a police station around the corner. Go act stupid.
Mm-hmm. It really is just that easy, but, like, you know.
Go find George Zimmerman. Go act stupid.
Right. Please do. Since y'all want to prove how hard y'all is, how about y'all prove how hard y'all are while doing something for the culture?
Right, like, quit playing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man. But just to echo what B said, man, y'all just be humble, you know, be nice to each other. Just, we all got to live in this world together. Disagreements are fine, but disagreement shouldn't, you know, morph into like something else or whatever, to where y'all proceeding to like name calling and, you know, cussing each other out and stuff like that. I know I've been guilty of it a time or two or whatever. Just like be like, you know what, dog, that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Right.
Cause I mean, you know, man, cause I'm at the point where now I ain't even argue with niggas if they I don't care if they say something really outlandish, like they don't eat medium rare steaks.
V, yeah.
That mother, that bitch said eating motherfucking. She said eating ass is more safer than eating a medium rare steak.
I never want to hear that comment again. Let's no, okay,
dog. I started to go home to clown. I'm like, dog, you better be lucky we don't work in the same damn building. And I would have walked over there to you or your ass and smacked your ass with a fucking sock. But you know, but for real though, man, you know what, man? Being completely honest, dog, at this point in my life and kind of like the way I'm feeling. It's kind of like, you know, I got 5 more years till I turn 40. And I'm going to probably be a quick 5 years with the way my life is going. I'm not about to be arguing with people just on anything. My son going to be going to college. Dog, check this out. I don't care if you come up to me and say, hey, Lo, I'm in favor of child rape. Okay, dog. That's how you feel? Cool. I mean, I might call the cops on your creepy ass. Right. But that's how you feel? Cool. I disagree. Because I feel like a lot of people just be looking for an argument.
For no reason. Get out of my face, man.
I feel like a lot of people just be trying to say some outlandish shit, or they see something that you like. And then they be like, oh, well, why you like that? Oh, well, that shit's stupid. The fuck? Okay. I'm about to be like Soulja Boy was back in the mid 2000s with that when he tried to come back that
yeah bitch
out my face.
Oh yeah, get out my face. Oh,
hey man, that nigga that had like a few different career renaissances.
I ain't want to talk about Soulja Boy.
we gonna have a Soulja Boy appreciation segment on this show at one point. Before this show is just wrapped up in grand closing, we gonna have us a Soulja Boy appreciation segment.
Drake! Most used meme ever, like, say something stupid, you just get up out your seat like, what?
So.
Hey, I got out the corner, you know, I barely opened the bedroom door and I went, bah, bah. How many times you miss? You never reloaded. I looked over the couch and went, bah, bah.
Yeah, and then he had all that jewelry on. That shit sounded like some fucking pots and pans clanking together.
Yeah.
Oh man! All right, man. All right, I'm done. I gotta get up
out of here. All right,
yeah.
Okay, I'm fucking hungry.
Oh man! Hey, Uptown ENT. Appreciate y'all, man. We'll be hollering at y'all next week.
Yeah, talk to y'all next week.